The US President Donald Trump has used Twitter to mock the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg as her furious and scolding speech delivered to the UN Climate Action Summit in New York overnight echoes around the world. The president zeroed in on this in particular.
You all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying.
Well, quoting that phrase in his tweets, the president said, "She seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see." Having himself spent just 14 minutes at the UN, reportedly, not for climate talks, but for a religious freedom event. Thunberg has attracted an international following, beginning in August last year with her protests outside Sweden's parliament. That inspired school students around the world to stage weekly climate strikes, culminating in student-led mass global protests, including 300,000 Australians who went onto the streets last Friday. But what happens next to secure real policy change? I asked former Australian Greens leader and veteran protester Christine Milne for her thoughts.
If you think about the Occupy movement, it made a big splash a few years ago and then once invaded the stock exchanges, then nothing. And part of the reason is Occupy didn't have anybody on the inside in parliaments able to translate the message from the streets into legislation. Now, exactly the same thing pertains in Australia. You have the Greens in the parliament standing up, moving for a climate emergency, but Liberal and Labor and National Party and associates don't. And the key is it's not enough to be on the streets. You have to ask people to take the next step and put people in the parliament or demand people in the parliament respond to the message on the streets.
I mean, I guess if you're Greta Thunberg and you're looking at this remarkable global movement that you've basically begun, you must be of a mind to think that this is real change. Do you think the risk is that it's too reliant on one personality?
Well, she is certainly the focus, and what an inspiring young woman. You know, I just look at her and think, fantastic, look what she's achieved. But it's not totally dependent on her. That was the great thing about the rallies on Friday. There were young groups of people from every walk of life organising different events everywhere, and it wasn't centrally coordinated. But what now needs to happen is that the passion that Greta has and her clarity of focus, calling out leaders for failing to act, for failing to tell the truth, for saying that growth just can't continue in the way that it has, that has to be translated into action. And I suppose one of the things I would have liked to have seen out of the marches on Friday is people being asked to go home and do one particular thing, whether it is to ring their super fund and ask whether they support fossil fuels, whether it is to say, who did you vote for? Because if you actually support these children, they don't want fossil fuels, they don't want coal and gas. So are you voting for people who support coal and gas in defiance of the young people? They're the sort of direct questions people have to confront.
Do you think the Australian electorate is actually up for massive climate change response? Because Australians voted en masse for Kevin Rudd to deal with the greatest moral challenge of our times, and then not too many years later they were voting for governments that were pulling down the carbon price, whatever you think of that as a mechanism. Do you think Australians are there?
Australians are there at one level, but at another level, fear clearly works in Australia. The second thing is Australians are well known to vote on their back pocket, but at the same time, extreme weather events are bringing home the climate emergency to Australians. People are now beginning to be seriously fearful about the summer and the potential for extreme bushfires, but people do have to start focusing on whether they are serious about taking on and getting back our democracy from the major donors, because when election time comes, it is those major fossil fuel donors to the major parties that are leaving us in this appalling situation of continuing to support coal and gas.
And I wanted to just briefly go back to Greta Thunberg. Do you think if she was an older woman that she would have been greeted as positively as she has been?
She would not have been at all thanked or regarded as a source of hope if she'd been an older woman. I can tell you that from absolute personal experience. As a woman in politics, if you are direct and strong, if you are angry, if you are focused, then you are denigrated for that. You know, people say, oh, if only she would smile more. Hillary Clinton got it. I used to get it all the time. A whole range of women leaders get that. But a young woman like Greta, she's so focused. Her clarity of thought is just brilliant. And I feel like her whole demeanour is such that people feel like they can't make the same kinds of criticisms. I certainly think her youth is on her side and we have to get behind her, absolutely get behind her.
Christine Milne, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Linda.
Former Australian Greens leader Christine Milne.